You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, all you Star Wars fans out there. I'm Ian, and welcome back to yet another episode of Echo Station Podcast. And this time, it's going to be a slightly different episode, just because Chris is not joining me for this one. She isn't feeling well. She's, you know, got a lot on her plate right now, so she's sitting this one out and just taking a her day, which is, you know, very okay. That's cool. So you get to listen to me for a little bit, ramble on. So, it's also going to be a little bit different because, we're not doing a full 40-minute episode of just me talking to myself, because I'm sure that will be, enjoyable for no one. So, it's going to be a quick little kind of news, wrap-up for the past few weeks, and then we will be back to our regularly scheduled, long episodes after. So, to kick things off, the obvious big news that hit Star Wars fans the past week or so was the passing of Peter Mayhew. Peter Mayhew, for those who are confused by that name, which I don't know why you would be, but anyway, Peter Mayhew portrayed Chewbacca in episodes 4, 5, 6, episode 3, and then part of the scenes in episode 7, and he consulted on episode 8 and 9 along with the Clone Wars episodes he was in. So, he will be greatly, greatly, greatly missed. We're going to do a full tribute episode to him coming up probably, you know, in the next few weeks. So look out for that. But, you know, as someone who went to Star Wars Celebration and saw him there, to hear that he passed away, you know, like 3 weeks later, was very, like, just kind of hit me like a ton of bricks, because I just saw this person not that long ago, and now, you know, they're no longer with us. So, from all of us at Echo Station and the HPN, we send our love to Peter's family and friends. Moving along, we have some news coming out of the Lucasfilm story group. And that is the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker publishing program. So that's a bunch of books and comics tying into and leading up to episode 9. Just to give you a little, you know, preview for some of the young adult and adult fiction, there's a book called Resistance Reborn coming out November 12th. There is one coming out called The Force Collector, coming out the 19th. There's one called Allegiance, which is a mini-series comic book starting to be on sale around the beginning of October, it looks like. There's a children's book called We Are the Resistance. Lots of, you know, here are the heroes, here are the villains. There is an updated Ultimate Star Wars New Edition. So it's, you know, basically all the characters and various locations that all, like, the books or the movies were, you know, split up into when they do, like, you know, the episode 1 visual dictionary, the episode 2 visual dictionary, those books, but it's the Ultimate Edition. Includes Last Jedi, Solo, Resistance, and a sneak peek of Rise of Skywalker. You have a bunch of new, young kid books coming out called The Resistance. There is a playset. There's a Search and Find, kind of a Where's Waldo of Star Wars, which sounds really, really cute and fun. There is the art of The Rise of Skywalker, which I'm sure will be beautiful. It's basically, you know, those books that have all the concept art in them and everything like that. There's the visual dictionary, like I said, of The Rise of Skywalker, so that will be the full visual dictionary of that film. There's the official movie novel, there's, you know, a bunch of stuff to tie into episode 9 coming out, so look for a lot of those books releasing October and November of this year. Some more, Star Wars news coming out, excuse me, from Kathleen Kennedy, which stated that we are getting some new Star Wars films. They have said the dates and the years. So that's pretty exciting to know that there is indeed, you know, set dates and set years for them. We have, obviously, you know, the 20th of December this year is The Rise of Skywalker. We have December 16th of 2022, the untitled Star Wars movie. December 20th, 2024, untitled Star Wars movie. And then December 18th, 2026, untitled Star Wars movie. So all those are, like we said, the untitled Star Wars movies. Now, what does that mean? We don't know. We do know, obviously, you know, it's been said that The Rise of Skywalker is going to be the last movie in the Skywalker saga. So my bet is that this is possibly Rian Johnson's trilogy, because they did say that he still has his own set of movies to direct and bring us. This could also be the creators of Game of Thrones. We know that Thrones has just ended, so they said that once Thrones had wrapped filming and wrapped everything there, they would go straight on into working on their Star Wars project. That could be that as well. I'm gonna lean more towards Rian Johnson at the moment, but that's just me. I do know that, you know, it looks like every 2 years we will be getting a new Star Wars film, at least from 2022 to 2026. And like I said, since there's three of them there, that's why I assume it's going to be a trilogy. And they did say that Rian Johnson is having a trilogy of his own. But every 2 years, I think, is good. I think the whole Last Jedi and then a few months later bringing in Solo was a bit of a gamble and mistake. I think Solo did hurt because of that. So like I said, having every 2 years for us to, you know, process a Star Wars movie while, you know, new comics come out, TV shows, you know, The Mandalorian will be out in full swing by then, along with, I'm assuming, the Cassian series as well. So to have those in full swing, and then every 2 years a Star Wars movie, I think is a good pace. That's basically kind of how the prequel trilogy ran. You know, you had 99 was Phantom Menace, and then 2003 was Attack of the Clones, and then, or 2002, I believe, was Attack of the Clones, and then 2005 was Revenge of the Sith. So they had some, about, you know, 3 years in between each film, 2.5, 3 years. I think that they learned, Disney, they learned their lesson from putting two Star Wars films so close together like that. It was a smart move on their part to keep them spaced out like they have. Also, unrelated to Star Wars, but in 2021, July 9th, 2021, we have the final Indiana Jones movie coming out as well. They released that. So we will see Harrison Ford on the big screen one more time with his trademark fedora and whip fighting God knows who. So I really can't wait for that. I know that they are going to try their hardest not to make any mistakes they made in the fourth film, even though the fourth film, you know, wasn't the worst film to come out of, you know, cinema history. It was just, you know, very different than the previous three films, clearly. But I can't wait for the new Indiana Jones too, because we all like Indiana Jones here on the Echo Station podcast. And then moving along, there is a bunch of news now coming out that Disney is indeed wanting to buy their own gaming development company, because they are very upset with EA right now, along with most every other Star Wars gamer at this time. We don't really know what that means. We just know that they are looking to buy either their own division or have maybe them open up LucasArts again. We discussed it briefly, Chris and I, on the Celebration Part 2, where we discussed Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, the new game coming out later on this year. But that about does it, actually, for Star Wars news. Like we said, it's been, you know, a little heavy here and there, depending on, you know, what you've been seeing and hearing. Mainly with the passing of Peter Mayhew, the announcement of these books, and then the announcement of more Star Wars movies down the pipeline. So clearly Disney is not quitting on this, you know, franchise. They're going to milk it for everything that they can get out of it, which is great. Seeing as how, you know, how well the Avengers are doing and Marvel's doing, I can definitely see them, you know, taking Star Wars in a new direction, having Rian Johnson giving him his own trilogy, away from the Skywalkers and away from these characters that we already know will probably be the best, because he likes to do things that are kind of unorthodox for characters, and I like that. That was one of the things I actually really liked about Last Jedi. So to have him do that with, you know, this, with his own series, will be really great and fun. Having the Game of Thrones directors come on, or excuse me, not the directors, the creators for the TV show, have them come on, and having them do their own thing, that'll be great as well. But yeah, like I said, it's a short episode today. It's nothing, you know, to, you know, drive of 40 minutes and listen to a podcast for. It's a quick little one. Like I said, Chris isn't here, so it's not going to be a whole back and forth of me talking to her. And she does apologize, like I said, for not being here. But, you know, such is life. Stuff happens. It's okay. We will be back doing the Padme's Closet as well, so stay tuned for more episodes of that. And like I said, more episodes on here for the main station, as it were. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Echo Station Cast. Find us on iTunes, on Google Play, on Spreaker, on Spotify, basically any podcasting platform. We are there. Just Google Echo Station Podcast or the Heroes Podcast Network, or go to the website itself, heroespodcasts.com. And you can find us there along with many other shows. So until next time, guys, I'm signing off. Have a great, great weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend here when I'm recording this, at least. So make sure to, you know, give all your moms a hug and a kiss. But until next time, guys, may the Force be with you.